Another Taita tells us that a man came from a different city, and he brought to Elisha Navi Bikurim. Bikurim means the first of the fruit, first produce that come from the field, which are supposed to be brought to the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohen, on Shavuos. A special mitzvah of Bikurim. In fact, the mitzvah is so important that when we speak of the three items of Bikurim, Truma, Meiser, these three special mitzvahs are a person required to give of his crops. First and foremost, one is Bikurim, given directly to the Kohen. It's a special ceremony bringing it. The Taita says that this man came bringing Bikurim to Elisha HaNavi. Bikurim consisted of 20 breads, regular flour, and one bread of oat, one package of caramel, a total of 22 items. And he had many students there. The man offered this Bikurim to Elisha HaNavi, distributed among the students. And we'll get to the number, but first the question. The Gemara speaks about this story. It says, how could the Torah speak here, mention the word Bikurim, which is supposed to be brought only to a Kohen? Elisha HaNavi was not for the Shevet Levi, not for the tribe of Levi, he was not a Kohen. It's the first place. That's according to Rashi Kodesh. Tosfos says that the second place, even if he was a Kohen, Bikurim cannot be brought outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of the area of the Beis HaMikdash. This wasn't even Yerushalayim. So how could a man bring Bikurim here to Elisha HaNavi, even if he would have been a Kohen? Or even, let's say, if he would have brought it to the Talmidim of Elisha HaNavi, who were Kohanim. Even give it to your students who are Kohanim, still would be illegal because this was outside of the area. Gemara answers, it is true that it is illegal to bring Bikurim outside of the Beis HaMikdash to one who is not a Kohen. But here the Taita specifically mentions this incident to teach us how great a mitzvah is to bring food, a food gift, to a Talmud Chacham. Because if a person, today even, we do not have a Beis HaMikdash, we have no opportunity whatsoever of being able to perform this great mitzvah. Imagine the mitzvah that is so great, where Pasuk says that when you're bringing Meiser, giving a tenth to the Levi, is so great a mitzvah, greater than that Truma, that's higher, that's a super Meiser, giving to the Kohen, and still higher than that is Bikurim. How can we have that mitzvah today if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? We don't have fields, we haven't got this opportunity at all. Gemara says if a person brings a food gift to a Talmud Chacham, it is the equivalent of bringing Bikurim. Not that it is similar, but it is considered exactly the same, because here the Taita itself calls this Bikurim, which means that the person receives the actual mitzvah of bringing Bikurim to a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. So valuable, so priceless is the mitzvah of being zechet to give to a Talmud Chacham. Of course, we need a real Talmud Chacham, not speaking about ordinary person, Talmud Chacham, a tzaddik. One is zechet to seek out a true Talmud Chacham and give him food gift, then it is this mitzvah. Now, we'll come back to this in a moment. There's a sequel to the story. First, the number. The Gemara says that he brought a total of 22 items, 21 breads and a package of caramel. And he said to Elisha HaNavi, give this to your students. And Elisha Navi's servant, one of the servants, said, how can I give this before 100 people? And Elisha Navi said to him, give this to them, let them eat, because they will find the name of Hashem, eat, and eat your fill. They'll be left over. This miracle. The Gemara says, 100 students, 22 breads. This was a time of a very serious famine that existed. At the time of a famine, 5 breads would be enough to feed 100 students. 22 breads you could feed during a regular time too. The Gemara says that in truth, in actuality, Elisha HaNavi was so great that he had so many students. These were fitting students for a Rebbe like him. He had a total of, the Gemara proves he had a total of 2,200 students. 100 for every item. There were 22 items. What he meant was, how can I give each this? Singular. How can I give this one before 100 men? Which means that every one of these items is to be placed before 100 men, meaning a total of 2,200 students. This was the extent of Elisha Hanavi's yeshiva that he taught them. Therefore, the miracle was so great that the 2,200 men were able to eat these 22 items, eat their fill, and they left over. There remained food after they were through, just as Hashem said to Elisha Hanavi. This was the next miracle.